Campbell, and Farwell.
Mornings on today's Best Country, Country 106.7.
Tis the season when mothers and fathers everywhere plunk down their adorable little children, their little girl guides and their brownies and their sparks, their girl power in training women in training with girl power. Yeah, you know, I was a girl guide. Apparently they didn't teach speech at girl guides. But anyway, it's the season where girl guide cookie people are everywhere.
Got my two boxes this weekend. I lucked out. I got one of the chocolate mint and one of the vanilla chocolate.
Oh, I thought they sell them at different times of year.
I thought they did too.
Well, really? I scored. So there
nice.
You go.
Mm-hmm.
One of each. And you were kind enough to bring them to work and put them in the kitchen to share with everybody.
Yeah, well, that's what girl guide cookies are for, right?
Yeah, well, this weekend, you know what Polly did?
Didn't Polly buy girl guide cookies?
Polly pumped a girl guide this weekend. And we feel like he should take this opportunity to apologize.
To girl guides everywhere.
Girl guides of Canada, maybe even Scouts Canada. The two are related. What'd you do, Polly? What'd you do to the sweet little girl trying to make volunteering
Nothing.
Her time?
Okay, so
nothing. Are you sure?
What'd you do?
I popped by Walmart for just a moment, and you know most Walmarts have two entrances. So on my way in, I was asked if I wanted to buy a box of Girl Guide cookies. I'm like, I don't have any money on me, which was a lie.
So you lied to a little girl guide.
I know. It's so bad.
I promise to do my duty to God, the queen of my country, to help other people every day.
Is that the creed?
Yeah, it is.
I can't remember what the Boy Scout one
There's was. More, but I forget the rest too.
So while I'm in the store, I'm like, you know, it's whatever. You know, I do have money. You know, I should support. You know, I want some cookies. I should buy some cookies. But I didn't want to go out and say yes to the girl that I had just said no to.
Yeah.
So I went out the other exit and bought cookies from her competitor.
You couldn't think of a convenient enough little white lie, like I found $5 in my pocket or I got cash back at the till?
I wasn't thinking that
You had
far
to
ahead.
Dodge a 7-year-old girl to whom you lied.
You know what you get?
I'm sorry.
You know what you get, Polly? You get the scoundrel badge. You get a badge for being a... For being a cheapskate or so, I don't know, maybe a fibber. Is there a fibber badge? Do you get that one too?
Polly scams a Girl Scout.
That's horrible.
Story
girl
11.
Guide.
Girl
this
guide.
Is
sorry,
this
yeah.
Is Canadiana.
Right.
Yeah, a girl guide. Yep, that's right.
How did well that. Did you sleep on Saturday night there, Polly? After that little game you played?
No, I was fine.
Because OD'd on cookies and just passed out after the sugar high from
true.
The other girl guide at the other end of the Wally World. It's better than I thought it was going to be, because actually when he started telling the story, I thought when he said, I felt like I should get some cookies, that he just went and ate some and got some at Walmart and still didn't give the girl guides
their
$5.
No. Okay.
I can just see Polly walking out the back door of Walmart looking over his shoulder. Did they see me? Are those girl guides after me?
They're relentless.
Shame on you.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.